Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Uncle. Welcome to Grudge Inc. Grudge Talk Radio. Kind of want to wish one a happy Wednesday, and just want to kind of make a announcement early in the show that the lines are almost full. So if any of your friends are at least want go on and try to get in, I said before the lines fill up, that to go on and tell them, which I'm sure within probably the next 15 minutes or so, the lines probably will be full. But to move on into the show early, we going to actually go ahead now and announce some upcoming events that's going to be coming up. I know the race this weekend, which is at Piedmont track, I think that's Youngblood Racing. Asking everyone that's in that area, whatever you want to go and support the event. If it's Youngblood, on, yeah, I hope you'll press one where you can come on and kind of give a some information on this race to kind of let people know what time the gates and stuff start, and also what kind of classes and stuff. And so, Youngblood, if you're on the phone, then press one. Or you can come on and tell us about your race. I'll give a few minutes to get also, August the 24th, we're going to have the ESP takeover over in State Capitol, Louisiana, which is going to be Grudge Race slash List 3DT. And we asking everyone that you know, if you want to have some Grudge Race and to come and take part of that. And I think the following weekend, the Grudge Fest is going to be at the Rockingham track as well. So if they know anybody is on, I'm asking them at the time to press one that he can come on and talk about his race for us, give some details and stuff on the race as well. And in September, I know there's several races that's going to be taking place too. And another race actually is going to be going on at the State Capitol Raceway, which is going to be the birthday bash, Big J's race, which is September the, I want to say the 28th, 29th. Don't quote me on if I get the date right, but it's in that ending part of September. So hopefully we can have those guys to come on and kind of give us a description of the shows and what all is taking place. Anybody else? Now feel free to come on and discuss a race or whatever. I know I probably missed one or two, so we're going to take this time now to kind of open the lines up. And if you got a race or whatever you want to broadcast, whatever, feel free now to do it. We got one caller here, 4864. Your line is open. 4868, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, this is Eugene.
Hey, Eugene, how's it going?
I'm good. Well, you know, we've been trying to set up a race for a long time. We're trying to get something set up for your race down in State Capitol.
Okay.
So we're waiting for anybody in flat slick, street tie. Give us a call. We waiting. Everybody say they got fast bikes. Find out. We're here.
You're right, I guess that's the way to do a call out, is you're going to do it. Don't know any street tire, flat slick bike.
We're here. We ain't running. We right in the back door. We ain't going nowhere.
All right, then. Well, that call out has been made, so we're going to let that ride for a minute and see if we have anybody to come on and entertain that. And that is for the August 24th race at State Capitol.
That's right.
Okay.
State Capitol, it don't matter where it be. We go anywhere. It don't matter.
Oh, okay. I guess the man made the call out.
Just since that's the one that's coming up, then that's the one we're going to take at hand right now.
All right, well. The lines were full, folks. People are listening. I'm shocked no one has raised a hand, but hopefully later on in the show that somebody will chime in and say something. And also I want to take the time out to thank the guys that traveled over to Texas this weekend. They kind of went over to do a little battle. But the, I don't know, a few backed out. A few couldn't make it, so we're not going to been away some time on those spill mix. I mean, it's over with, so just move on to the next. But I think the guys were really excited about one of the few. Now, we did have one grudge race. Oh, there may be several of them. I will take that back. The Kent Bike and the Walker Point Camp Slaughterhouse Racing crew did get that race. So I want to get those two guys two thumbs up for making that race happen. So, well, back to you, Eugene. Let me just read this again. It's an inch three tie. Bike is a certain length that the bike has to be, or you don't care?
We ain't care. We ain't running.
Okay.
If he's set up like we are, which we, you know, we go down the track.
Okay.
We would take it down the. And you know that.
Somebody, yeah, I definitely know that. That's wild.
We come on this radio show. This is supposed to be a grudge radio show. Not one to argue about who racing, who and what's going to do what. Let's race. If that's what this is supposed to be about. Let's race.
I agree with you. Maybe it's just too early in the morning with them, and well, not morning, but evening. So hopefully, maybe about 30 minutes in the show, by the second half, you may be able to get to a response. Huh. That's amazing. Well, we'll take this. Anybody else? Got anything going on in Georgia or whatever, Arkansas? I know there's a bracket race going on over in Louisiana for the few that live over towards the Monroe area. Other than that, Texas area, Alabama. Now, there are a few guys from Alabama today talking. I don't know if those guys are online here as well. Or on the radio show about running, said they wasn't scared. So I'm hoping those guys chime in to kind of clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
For the guys that was on there earlier talking, this is your time to get your call out going. At least hopefully try to get something locked in rather than a call out. It's really a call out. That's just. Is there anything you'd have spooked everybody, man?
No, man, we can't spook nobody.
I mean, one hit.
I was on your page today. All I seen was people posting about they wanted to. Just want a race. They looking for a race. Why they keep, what they doing, looking around us? Are we invisible?
Well, according to this, look like that is true. Yep, according to this, I mean, quiet is all of those. I know somebody out there that's listening wants some action from these street type bikes. Huh. You should have came in the second half of the program, huh?
Yeah. I guess I'm screwed your radio show up.
Yeah, you're screwed. I'm just, probably going to be all right. I know they're out there listening. Wow. No one. Going once, going twice. There we go. 17-46. Your line is open.
Good evening. Good evening. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hang that phone up.
You know what? You know what? He said street tie, so I'm out of his class. I'm not even going to entertain him because, I mean, that's the low ball class for me. But I just want to come up.
Hey, hold up now, because we know you got the flag slick. So don't put your foot in your mouth.
No, never that. I would have never pressed one if I thought I was going to do that. But, you know, I got to raise a big money raise locked in with Sam Cooke and them guys up there in Rockingham at that race. So for me to race before then, I probably ain't going to do anything. But that's, what, August the 31st? Yeah, we supposed to get it on in Rockingham. So, I mean, with that kind of money locked in, I can't take no chance on nothing going wrong because I don't want to get bashed by the haters out there. And I know y'all listening. So I don't want nothing to go wrong before then. So I'm turning down all races until then. But, Chris, you thinking about attending that race?
Yeah, nothing else is scheduled. The book for is on the Texas side of Louisiana. Yeah, I make plans to be there. And why you got that story? Because we got another guy here just chimed in. So let me bring him on in. We won't try to hold people on tonight. 3971. Your line is open. 3971, your line is open. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we got big things coming up. Hopefully I can get past some guys and the team racing that day. But after that, September, it's an open month for me, so I may do a little traveling. Or, you know, that guy that came on earlier, you know, if he's willing to come to Valdosta, you know, we're running. I know that's kind of far away, but I'm willing to run whoever. It don't matter, you know. It don't matter. The only fight that I can't hang with right now, I can't hang with them big dogs, you know. I can't hang with the Katrinas, the Geronimos, the, you know. Well, I'm going to put it like right here. One bike I can outrun, and we gonna bump heads. That's that Angola bike. That's one bike that I bet my life. I'm talking about I bet my life on that race. I bet my life on that race. You know, I just want to see that. I mean, that race is, like, we've been talking about that race all year. I think the month of September, we need to meet halfway and go ahead and just do that race. Just do it.
Custom Cup.
Yeah.
We're going to make some arrangements to get that done.
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, who am I? Am I speaking with anybody that got any dealings with that bike?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't recognize your voice, but to me it seems like you.
That's even better. You talk to me all the time.
Well. If it isn't the Facebook King, Mr. Miller.
No, I'm not Mr. Miller.
Who are you? Well, you're not the owner. I like talking to owners then.
Well, you talked to the owner last week.
Oh, man, come on. Come on. I mean, y'all got, one thing about y'all guys over there, y'all cool. Man, y'all treated me like folks when I came over there. But y'all get too hot under the collar when y'all know y'all cover.
Hey, look, don't start that tonight now. You know what happened last week. Don't start that tonight.
You know how I am. I'm Mr. Controversial. You know how I am.
Let me tell you who I am since you don't know. I'm the one that always, you tell me the same story what you just told me a minute ago. I ain't running Katrina.
You ain't running Katrina. You, I mean, it'd be better if I had a name. I mean, I get a lot of people that say that.
Huh?
A lot of people tell me that. I can't run with that. I can't run with those kind of bikes. But the caliber bike like Angola, the Sam Cooke, them bikes right there, I mean, I got them bikes covered, man.
I'm going to set that up for the Angola bike. I got to say so in that Angola bike so I can tell you by me and Mr. Miller being Ace Boo Coons. I can pretty much vouch for him. That's going to happen.
Okay, okay. I mean, you know, so we meet at a neutral track somewhere in between. It can be Montgomery or somewhere, you know. We can get that on.
Hey, you just have, when you run up there in Rockingham.
Yeah.
When you get your little action over, you can get your you might be able to get your action that same day.
Hey, you know what? That's even better. That's even better. Because if everything go the way, you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the race. One shakedown, we're supposed to do it. So it should be a lot of time left that I can put out here.
You all right? Well, you won't be the first person to bump out here, so it ain't no, that don't matter.
Yeah, but one thing about it, I'm telling you and I'm going to tell the world, it's totally different when custom cuts make blood come from that brain.
Stay in your lane.
Man, I'm telling you now. Don't take my words for pay. I'm talking about when I beat you on the bike. Now, when I take blood from the brain.
No. Now listen, we ain't talking about the rest of that foolishness. Now, come on now.
Yeah.
We talking about running a race.
Yeah. So when I make a statement like that, I'm talking about taking that money out that old leather wallet you got. Okay.
Well, one thing about it. That's why it's old. You know, you ever seen them old men with them wallets that they, their full pocket sticking way out the back, they can't sit down and hurt them?
Yeah.
Well, you can take some.
Well, let me tell you something. Stick to what you know best. Stick to what you know best, and that's paying women, because when you messing with custom cuts, ain't nothing going back in your pocket, baby. Ain't nothing going back in your pocket.
Okay, well, we ain't gonna elaborate on that too much. We'll just wait till it happens. All I'm going to tell you is we're going to make it happen.
Come on, man.
Being said, here, we got another caller. We're going to open up the line, too. 2204. The line is open. 2204.
I think I need to get off the line because everybody you trying to chime in, they don't want to say nothing when I'm on the line. Maybe I need to go silent.
Shoot, that, yeah. Boy, can you do that?
2204, man, your line is open.
Yes, I'm at question for custom cuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, sir.
Yeah, why you always keep on saying that you wouldn't race Katrina? You race everybody else. But if you got a high caliber bike, you shouldn't be scared.
No, it's not a matter of me being scared. It's just that you got to know when to stay in your lane. You know, and I'm staying in my lane. You know, next year I'll be the fool with Katrina, but this year I'm a small cookie this year. You know, and I thought a man get a lot of respect by laying down his cards before he even, you know, play the game. I'm telling you, I can't run with that bike. Custom cuts cannot run with Katrina. But you know what? If they let me wiggle up out of there, I'll run them.
That ain't the welfare office.
Understanding.
Man, come on, man.
We ain't giving nothing away but the next lane.
I'm not saying I want to run them, but I'm saying in order for the race to be fair, just like a street tire against the flat slick.
Hey, you get on here every week and you say you are the top, one of the top fastest bike there is that's out there. So therefore, the only way we gonna know what's going on, we gonna race.
Okay, but look, let me tell you something. I didn't get to the top by being a dummy.
Until you get to the top, you still ain't at the top. Now, until you get over there.
Wait, who at the top?
Huh?
Oh, you said who at the top?
I said, you say you at the top. You didn't get to the top, so are you at the top? When you're at the top, you run everybody.
Exactly. Let me tell you something now. I'm telling y'all, and I don't see how you can sit here and bash me by saying I can't run with this, man. I can still be at the top. It's 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm in the top 5 fastest, high, nicest high boosters out there.
And
they can get it how they want
to. I'm with you with that. I go for you with that.
I mean,
I give you the props, bro. I got it whenever you run somebody.
I mean, you know, y'all say what you want to. I mean, it's a lot of people bet against me. I don't want guys to bet with me.
I ain't never bet against you, so I'm not getting into that part either.
You know, tackle ball, every time I say I want to run tackle ball, the bet's against me, it don't matter. But don't come up to me wanting to shake my hand after talking about good job, and I can name four or five cats that did that that I know they bet against me.
But you already know the reason why they bet in the tackle box. They ain't betting with tackle box because of the bike. They betting with tackle box because of the building, because they figure ECP billing fast bikes. That's the only reason why they billing.
But you know what? Let me tell you something now. All jokes aside, and I'm willing to put my money on this. Two of the fastest bikes out there that I'm going to say one of the fastest bikes out there is custom cuts is Black Caesar. And I think people respect me. They just want to do me in because I run my mouth. But that don't matter. I love it when pressure get up on me. Man, I cut the best light when pressure
well,
up on me.
Let me ask you this. Why are you so willing to run, whatchamacallit?
Sam Cooke.
You
want to run Sam Cooke, but you want to run Katrina, I guarantee you.
Okay.
On a good day, I bet you Sam Cooke will put the weapon on Katrina. I guarantee you.
And I'm going when you want to make that, when you want to find that out.
You know what? We like I say, only time gonna tell on that race with me and Sam
Cooke.
Hold on,
Custom Cup. When do you want to find out, Mr. Sam Cooke? What day you think is a good day?
Wait, you talking to me?
No, not you, Custom. Cause you already said I'm talking to the man. He said on a good day he would beat Katrina. So I want to know what day is a good day.
No, I.
When
do
you want to find out what day is a good day?
I say on a good day, I say that Sam, I guarantee you Sam Cooke, he will beat Katrina.
I still say again, what day do you want to be a good day?
Whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for that, but I'm just saying.
I thought maybe you was one of the ones. I thought you were speaking for them, but since you, my bad.
That's what I'm saying now. I mean, they keep saying on a good day. Man, ain't no good day in grudge racing.
To find out. What day do they think is a good day? I'm going to speak for Katrina.
Man, you know, I'm telling y'all straight up. You know, I can't, with what I got right now, I can't run with Katrina, man. I done sat beside Katrina. Katrina is ETing real good, miles an hour real good. But I think, and I was willing to bet this, if they make the race right, let me whip up out of there.
You're willing to run.
Cut.
Every chance you get.
Cut. I'll watch you.
Can't nobody say nothing about Tackleback. Tackleback will run. I don't care what happens. He will run.
Yeah.
He will run. Tackleback's probably the only man that will sit out there and run Katrina.
Exactly.
If you're so willing to run Tackleback anytime he gets on the track, so what's the difference?
Let me tell you something. I'm trying to tell you. Them guys got long money. My money ain't that long. I can't get out there and be a fool with my money like they're a fool with their money.
Help me with this. You just said you were on Tackleback. Didn't you say that?
No, I run Tackleback. I got them covered every day of the week, bro.
Okay, so if you got them covered and they'll run Katrina, then why you won't run Katrina? If you can beat them, then what's the difference?
Have they ever beat Katrina pound for pound? Thank you.
Yeah.
No, man, you know, red light. On a spin. Come on, man.
I don't care how you look at it in racing.
I'm like this. Me and Lil Richard this summer is two of the hardest leaving guys out there off that tree.
Yeah.
And we leave there together. I can't stay there with Katrina, bro. I can't stay there.
And how can you stay there with Tackleback?
Because I'm in Tackleback's head. I own his mind. I own that boy.
Listen. I want you, Custom, when you rip out on Lil Richard and Valdosta. So when you hear that you can't beat him, I saw him, you tear off the light on him.
Look, I bike have problems, but I can't, you know, it's technicalities.
I saw him, you left. I'm giving you your props. I see when you left. You left harder than him on light. So what do you mean that you can't beat him? And that wasn't even your fastest bike. You said that was a Geronimo bike. So I know you say if Black Caesar faster than Romulo, why you won't run Black
Caesar? I never said my bike was faster than Geronimo's bike. I never said that.
I wish you put your foot in your mouth.
No, I never said that. And you can rewind every show on me. I never said that.
You didn't say that. You didn't
y'all want me? I'm sitting here telling
you. You said today that you wouldn't run with Katrina and you ain't gonna run. Well, you're not gonna run with Geronimo. Now you did say that.
Yeah, I said. I mean, y'all. I'm sitting here telling y'all the truth about what I can't do. Normally, when I get on the show, I can beat everybody. But I'm telling y'all, I can't outrun those two bikes. But I got Tacklebox, I got Sam Cooke, and all those little flunkies out there. I got them covered. And I race Tacklebox every day of the week. Once he get that cast off his hand, he's just behind his grass with me because I'm going to put him right back in there when I beat him because his arm going to hurt just as hard. Guaranteed. I'm just telling y'all. I mean, you know, it's cut. It's uncut tonight. It's uncut. He know he can't stay with me. He know he can't. Man, we took that. I'm going to tell y'all what DTM. Y'all don't give my mechanic no respect. Y'all run to the other shop. But DTM brought that bike to me fresh. We made a half a shakedown, went right back around there and grudged it and beat the brakes off of it. I told him, can't nobody go to the shop and come out quick as I can. He beat me 2 weeks before then. I went to the shop, got right back out and beat the brakes off of it. So can't nobody do that. Y'all bike sit in the shop for 6 months. I come out in 2 weeks. Believe that. Now bet your money on that.
Listen. I'm glad you got a quick turnaround. I'm going to let you deal with the rest of them because you ain't going to run out. You already said you're not running out, so I'm through with that part.
Okay, all right. Well, like I say, you know, if Custom Cut say he can't run with you, you know, let him wiggle up out of there and watch how that pipe light up on you.
Hey, I keep telling you, this is not the welfare office. We don't give nothing away but the next lane. That's it. That's all you need with your fast top five bike.
Man, you know, and I'm going to tell y'all guys this, and I feel like I can talk to y'all on Grudge Talk. This is a general question. Why would some guys run other camps for five or to a stack, and then when I call them out, they throw the pot way up there? See, that's what I don't understand. If you really want to shit me or beat me, don't jack the pot up and think I can't cover it.
I got to go along with you, Custom. I mean, they shouldn't do that because, I mean, the bet is a bet. You see what I'm saying? If they're going to run somebody else's $500,000, why come to you and going to run you for $5,000 or $6,000, $7,000, whatever it is? I mean, give you the respect that they're giving everybody else. I agree with you on that.
How you going to sit here and run Eddie Kane? You going to run Eddie Kane for a stack. When I call you out, you gonna sit here and try to jack the pot up to $3,000-$4,000, but you know what? I covered it, and y'all gonna see coming to North Carolina the 31st. I covered that. What happened? We get one shakedown. Watch what happened. And I don't want to hear nobody mouth after that. I don't want to hear nobody mouth. Y'all think I'm playing with this thing? Y'all jack them pots up. Think Custom Cuz can't cover it? Well, you all right? Okay. Okay. Hey, those boys ain't got money.
We got another caller here for a second, and we're going to open up the line here. 9206, your line is open.
Yeah.
9206, your line is open.
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Chris. I think my phone just put me in there.
Okay.
But mute me, just in case it get out of hand.
All right. We got another caller here. 9017. Your line is open. All right. We got 9439. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm on. Hey, Custom Cut.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to run Eddie Kane.
I'm out. Like I say, let me get around Sam Cooke. Let me get around them boys right there, and we can talk whatever. I'm not the type to sit here and make up four or five races that I know I ain't going to be able to do them. Let me get past Sam Cooke. Y'all going to be up there, and I tell you what, you whoever come up to me after that, we'll talk and we'll get something on. But I'm not going to sit here and go through the battles with, you know, I want to run. You already know I want to run you, bro. Well, it's first come, first serve.
I mean,
you know,
you keep talking about you want to run me, but you ain't really trying to run.
No, No. Nobody came on here tonight said I want to run Eddie King. What I was talking about as far as the pot, how the pot gets so jammed up when guys want to run you for little or nothing, but when I call them out, they jack the pot up to $4,000 or $5,000 and think I can't cover it. I don't want to run for that kind of money, and they'll run you for a stack.
They don't do that because they know they got candy when they run you.
Say what now?
They do that because they know they got candy when they run you.
Okay, you think that. I guarantee ain't nobody pulled up beside me and think they got an easy race. And can't nobody get on here and say that. Can't nobody say that because you know what? I give every one of y'all that's on this line tonight, I give y'all enough respect to prepare myself for that race. Don't think I'm just sitting back talking on this radio and not preparing myself to beat Sam Cooke head in. Because, bro, y'all, they got another thing coming.
Can't get by Sam Cooke on your best day.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? You're the only man on this earth that can predict the future.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? You just fell in the category of being a hater.
I
tried to come on here tonight and talk some real grudge talk tonight. But I see, you know, when y'all push my
buttons,
I'm talking real grudge. So I'm talking about how people jackpots up on me, you know, when they'll run y'all for $500, but get on here and try to be a big dog and try to run me for $5,000-$6,000.
They ain't going to run me for no $500. I ain't going to run nobody for $500.
When you ran Sam Cooke, y'all ran for a stack. Y'all ran for a stack. Come on now. It is. Yeah, I'm talking a stack of peas, dog. That's what's killing drugs racing right there. You know, y'all try to, you know, people try to buy the pot.
I ran them for what they could come up with. That's what I ran them for.
So, but if I would have said a stack, y'all would have ran me for a stack.
They
wouldn't have
ran you for a stack, custom cut?
No, they wouldn't have ran me for a stack. Okay, is this Ray Lee I'm talking to or the owner? Okay, now, would you run me for a stack?
I probably would just read your math.
Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
Hey, would you run me for a stack?
I said I probably would just get your mail.
Okay. I mean, but see, it's always that word probably, but you know, I'm gonna leave that alone. You know, it's whatever. We'll bump heads for the end of the year. But I think a lot of people that's listening on here tonight, they understand what I'm saying about it. You know, I'm talking real. You know, don't jack the pot up on me, and then when I cover it, you try to take my pot, you try to take the money, or you try to make it seem like it ain't no race once we get out there. You know, don't try to take my money now.
First of all, when I run, I'm going to ask you what you want to run for. I'm going to ask you what you want to run for.
Right.
I can say yay or nay. It's simple. It ain't that hard. That ain't hard to race.
Okay, but I just don't want nobody to bash me when I say, hey, when you ask me how much I want to run for, and I say a stack, and then, oh, man, we ain't running for you, that little amount of money, but you just turn around and run another count for a stack. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, treat custom cut the way they treat the other races. Because y'all, guys get on the internet talking about they running for all this big money. When the pot really ain't nothing but $1,500.
That's on them. They should have paid their notes.
When I get ready to run this Angola bike, you know, we come to some kind of agreement. That we can get up a nice pot that we can run for. You know, I ain't trying to get rich out here, but I am trying to beat some heads in, and that don't cost nothing to me.
Turn it to me down.
I am from
Man, who?
Rich, you got? I mean, that sounds like somebody, he turned down their radio or something.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right, thank you, really.
But,
let's see, we got another call here. 9017, your line is open.
What's up, Wish?
What's going on?
No, I was just calling in.
Okay. All right, we got another caller here, man. 7872. Your line is open. 7872, your line is open.
Man, why enough people sneaker
shopping? Let's try them again. 7872. Your line is open. We got nothing. Okay, guys, you can carry on.
Yeah. The stuff tonight, stop stacking these pots up and you'll get a race. And that's what's stopping a lot of these races going down. If I know if I wasn't trying to bust my head open, I race them. I race the 51s and the LMEs and stuff. But, man, I can't cover no 5,000, 6,000. I can't cover that. I can't cover that. But if you give me enough time, now, anything possible. Anything possible. But, you know, it's 5 or 6 guys going in one pot, and it's just little old custom cuts by itself. So bring that pot down a little bit, and you'll get the race you always wanted. Bring it down to a stack. Or bring it down to 15, you know. Bring it down to 15. I'm pretty sure I can come up with that. Shoot, last time we was in North Carolina, we came up with, you know, well, I don't want to say that. They may try to take it away from me again. You know, I don't learn not to say numbers or pull out money. But is Eddie Kane still on the line? The guy that owned Eddie Kane?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Y'all going to that Piedmont race?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I see. I was looking on the internet and I just happened to mash the wrong button. I saw your race at Huntsville. Wow, you really had a tough one there, buddy. You really had to work real hard for that one. Now, if that had been me who beat that guy like that, they would say, oh, you picking on babies. Well, I'm going to tell you, this week right here, you picked on a baby.
I didn't pick on him. They came to me. They came to me with the race.
Why would Eddie Kane beat somebody? It's like you done climbed the highest mountain. But if I would have beat the same dude, you picking on a little hill. You picking on a little hill. Custom cuts, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a street bike. But, you know, hey, I guess however you want to get it, eh? However you want to get it.
Like I said, I've been on the net Piedmont Saturday. I done called in too deep out. They can get it at Piedmont Saturday. Katrina could get it at Piedmont Saturday. Cobra Commander could get it at Piedmont Saturday. I ain't barred nobody. Anybody want to run Eddie Kane to 80 miles, come to Piedmont Saturday. They got action.
I don't think none of them going to run you because, goddamn, you know, got there with the grudge racing talks and shit. Everybody know, goddamn, that bike got killed in the 8 miles. So everybody think, a lot of them big name guys think they got a better chance than 1/4.
They ain't got no chance there. If I'm in the front at the 8, I'm gonna be in the front at the quarter. You bet that.
Well, you know, when all y'all big name get at the same 1/4 track, goddamn time to tell. I mean, I just know that what a lot of guys think and shit. Like a lot of guys be saying that they don't want to change their fucking setup or all that shit and all. I mean, I don't understand it. Yeah. I done seen a few guys on there talking about they can't run no auto in the 8 mile.
Okay, what I got to change to run 8 mile? I don't got to change nothing. I run 8 and 4.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like other guys that came on cycle by saying that they have to change some shit,
that was
sprocket set up and all that shit was
an excuse.
That's all it is. That's all it is. With my bike. you know, like y'all saying, man, I don't change nothing, man. If I'm trying to pull strong all the way through the quarter, so that means I'm pulling strong through the eighth too. So it don't matter to me. It don't matter to me. But see, the only way I'm going to tangle with Eddie Kane, I got to go to that quarter because I feel like that's where my bike at his best at. You know, and Eddie Kane feel like that's where his bike at his best at. But, I mean, I know for a fact whenever I see Eddie Kane, it's always going to be at a quarter mile because I don't fish around 8 mile. That water ain't deep enough for me. I don't fish around them ponds. You know, I don't hang around them kind of ponds right there, you know.
What you mean? What you mean? 8 mile?
I mean,
like you just
don't
run an 8 mile
period? No, it's better fishing in the quarter mile. I feel like it's more caliber, bike in my class at the quarter mile, you know. No 8 mile track races, man, it don't be too many people, big dogs that don't race it because they know how their bike set up. My bike set up to run either or, but, you know, if I catch at the quarter, you know. But I'm not finna set out just to go, you know, just to go run somebody. I mean, we have to be there. Yeah, we can run. I mean, I think people will vouch for me. When I'm at the track, I'm going to run. It doesn't matter to me, man. I mean, I love getting bashed. See, half of y'all ain't got the heart to take what I take. I mean, I love getting bashed. It don't matter to me. Because at the end of the day, y'all ain't going to be able to say, I did not run. I ain't spending this money for nothing. Either I'm going to get my head beat in or I'm going to beat some heads in. Eddie Kane, he been asking for this for a long time. I'm going to grant his wish. I'm going to grant it. It may be around Halloween, October the 12th. Did I say that out loud? Oh, okay. Because we know how them North Carolina bikes don't run too good down this way. Okay. I can find a lot of Eddie King goods right down there in Valley Office, still on the side of the track.
Right.
You know,
Louisville
down there too, wasn't it? Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, you right about that. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Now, it's a bone yard down there. Now, that's what they call it.
Hey, Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
You finally, I see you finally got your bike right, because I ain't been hearing about you goddamn tearing it up lately.
Yeah, I finally, I ain't going to jig myself, but I think I finally got it right for a change.
Yeah,
now I'm
going to
look like
that.
For the work on somebody's ass.
I wonder how long you...
Who the hell you racing Saturday?
Friday.
Vaughn
said he might come with Cobra. I don't know. He called me earlier and said he might come with Cobra Sag. He don't know. Tell me, don't. I guess he's...
I wonder how much money it cost you to jump in front of Tootie and here, but wow.
What you mean, jump in front of?
I was just thinking out loud. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Excuse me. Hey. Sometimes you got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question? I know you don't really talk about other camps and stuff, but where is Headbutt? I mean, I haven't saw him all year. I mean, Speedy, I know he's a strong competitor out there, but is he retired or sold his bike? I heard he sold his bike on the internet.
No, he hadn't sold his bike.
Hey, Cousin Cut, if you look at it here, we haven't seen you all year either. I mean, you haven't raced anyone. So y'all really in the same boat.
All jokes aside, I was at the Four Horsemen race. They told me to put any bike I wanted to put in there. So I left Caesar outside the trailer, and I put Geronimo in there. I mean, I can't help it. They would have said, I only put Caesar in there. I would have battled with Caesar. So... You know, all in all, I have been out, but I will be out.
Hey, man, I still don't give a damn what you say, man. You know you playing that shit, man. Come on.
Playing what?
I know you ain't gonna never admit to it.
y'all don't want me to tell it, do you, Custom Cut?
You know what? Y'all say whatever you want to, because you know what? My fans are only going to believe what comes out of my mouth.
Custom Cut.
Go ahead.
You want me to tell
you might go a little faster if you put a 6-speed in there.
Wow. You know what? Hey, you know what? I tell you what, fellas. Y'all can say what you want to on here, but one thing about it, I'm going to get a raise no matter what kind of numbers I put down, who I raise. It don't matter. You can tell them what size motor I got. You can tell them what size stroker kit I got. It don't matter, bro, because it's all come down.
So you really got a 1-2-4 now?
Yeah, man, I got a 1-2-5 auto in there. I got a 1-2-5 auto in there. You know, it don't matter. I think, you know, guys getting on here telling stuff about bikes and stuff, you know, that's kind of lowest of the low. But, you know, it's all good, man. I'm used to fighting on the bottom. It's cool. Go ahead. Spill your good. You only hurting yourself. Go ahead. Tell the word.
I just asked you how you got a 1-2-4 in your bike. That's all I asked you.
Nah, man, I ain't got none, man. I'm shipping on the button.
Okay.
I'm shipping on the button. I'm killing between every gear.
That's what it sounds like. Cool. That's why I asked you.
Yeah, I'm killing between every gear, you know. But one thing I can say, I can reach up on top of this counter right here and grab my title. I'm the owner and rider. Can't too many people say that. I'm the owner and rider. And I take it as it's dealt to me, you know. Hey, it's a family thing. Me and my brother, we put money in this thing, and we out here competing against some of the top dogs. So I'm proud of myself no matter what I'm coming to the table with. So it don't matter to me. I got a crew that stick behind me. I got DCM standing up for me. So, yeah. But you know what? Can't nobody say they can just outrun me. Can't nobody say that. Not on this phone.
I ain't gonna never hate and all that shit. But, like, what you just said, you saying, you talking like, you know, you got your team behind you and can't nobody outrun you and all that. But, I mean, it's 2013. You see what I'm saying? All that talk sound good, but the moral to the story is you still haven't did that with your bike.
Now, Chris, I'm gonna ask you this question right here. I want y'all to count out how many grudge races that took place this year and how many that got rained out. See, no matter if my bike was running out there now, ain't nobody really doing no racing. But all the raining season is over.
Now, I remember on Grudge Talk, you said that your bike, you fucked your bike up like 2 or 3 times this year, too.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to learn to listen to me real good. I'm not going to tell you the truth. I'm only tell you some of the truth. I'm not going to tell you the whole truth. You know, I run all over, man. We done been all over this year. Just because I don't type it on the internet don't mean it didn't go down.
Let me tell you something, man. Motherfuckers, people know me and you talk shit so goddamn much. I don't give a damn what track you at and what you say. If you goddamn race, he gonna be on cycle bike. Or on Grudge Talk. I don't give a damn.
So did they put on a cycle bike when I raced down that country road? Huh?
Oh, you talking about street?
We got a quarter mile bridge down here. They didn't tell you when I ran my bike and beat this drag bike on the street and hooked all the way down the street. No, they didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that. So why you see that? That's what I'm saying. Why y'all laughing? Y'all think it's not possible? Everything I do don't get put on the internet, but you know what? It's true. My bike is slow. I got a four-speed auto, you know, whatever y'all want to say. I got a 8-mil stroker crank, you know, a 1361. You know, I got a flat slick on the back. I got black Caesar paint on there. It don't matter. But you know what? A lot of y'all wouldn't dare say that about another man's motorcycle. See, I can say that about mine because I own mine. But y'all dare won't say that about a bike y'all ride.
There's
y'all
a lot
know
of
y'all,
people
out there
on the bike
because
it's good.
But you know what? If they come on here and start telling stuff about another man's motorcycle, they'll get put off. See, my ride, I don't jeopardize nothing about me. I'm not going to get put off my motorcycle no matter what I say. You know, I'm not hired on this. I own this. So they can come on and try to be haters, trying to tell what I got. It don't matter. That race with Sam Cooke is locked in. Eddie Kane, you know, if I make it past Sam Cooke, we'll do something. We'll do something. It ain't nothing but a race. But I get more props off beating you. You really can't brag because everybody don't really give me no props no way. So
you're right about that.
It really, It really don't matter. But if I beat the amazing Eddie Kane, I don't care if he spin out or run off the track. It don't matter to me. A win, a win.
Well, that's right.
You better ask Taco Bell.
That's right.
Yeah, Tackle Ball. I beat him, man. Anytime I want to get my confidence level back up, I call Tackle Ball. I call him. Let's race. That's one light skinned brother that I don't mind beating his head in. So it don't matter to me. So tell what you want to tell. But Killzone, since you asking all these questions about me, everybody know you did all your strongest races the first week. 2013. When you gonna be out?
bike supposed to be getting tested next week. So
tested next week. You gonna have your newfound crew with you? What's some boy's name? Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy. I mean, I know you gonna join the Lions with another crew. I mean, that's one thing. That's one thing y'all can't say about me. Well,
how you gonna say that?
Because Possum, you know, well, Amos and Andy, I ain't gonna call them names. They already done said it. They already done said it. You came over to the dark side. You came over. You know,
I didn't see that nowhere though.
Okay, boy.
Well,
I wish I could record half of the conversation that people call me. Saying stuff about you. Do you see how Possum done joined up because he can't outrun these boys? Do you see that? Cuz, I'm glad you don't do that. You stay true to the game.
I mean, you know what I mean, man. So it ain't gonna never matter what another person say. You see what I'm saying? A person will be a fool to goddamn worry about what a motherfucker say. You don't give a damn what nobody say, right?
Oh, not really.
Well, you saying not really, so you do. Well, I don't.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you got to give up the ghost and listen to some of it, because some of it can be really constructive, but they ain't going to tell you like that. You know, it's a lot of guys, when we get off this phone tonight, they're going to chime in, they're going to call me because they really like Custom Cuts, because they know I speak the truth. Ain't too many men going to call out the heavy hitters out there in the game and pull up beside them. You haven't did it, but I have. J1000 is not a heavy hitter. Predator bike, I mean, come on, I used to spit on that bike after work, you know. You know, I used to beat him every Sunday. You know, come on, I mean, that's nobody. I used to beat him just to, you know, when I have a bad week at work, I used to beat his head in and make it feel like I made money, you know. Come on, I mean, you know, them are the kind of guys you don't beat. You don't beat guys I used to squeeze out like a sponge on Sunday. Come on, man.
I mean, it don't matter. Like I say, man, I'm 210 goddamn pounds. So when I race, I mean, the bike was fucked up any goddamn way. Like I said before, I wish my team would have told me when I beat J1000, all the smoke came out the pipe. I didn't know that shit. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, it ain't no excuse to none of that shit. But, the most important thing, the bike will goddamn be out. And goddamn, I'm going to be back racing again. So that's a done.
You got to pay attention to your machine. Now, this is a lesson right here, you know, for everybody that's listening. Pay attention to your machine. Sometimes
all of us, my whole team was green, man, and all that shit, and the money I spent, that shit wasn't worth it, goddamn. You know, I got like, hell, you saw exactly what I be doing at the track. You done seen me two times.
And I done came over there and tried to help you, even in Phoenix City. I say, man, look, just, you know, fight another day, man. You know, fight another day. But what I'm trying to say, a lot of times, and I get in a rush like that, my team, they have to slow me down and say, look, man, we got to cool this bike down, man. We can't really see no problems until this bike gets cooled down. Let's cool this bike down and let's check this bike out. You know, take your time. See, your crew don't tell you that, man. Somebody need to come over and say, look, kill on, hey, man, hey, chill out. Chill out. We got this, man. Let the bike cool down. We assess the bike then, you know. But, you know, a lot of times you got to get up with that technology. You know, I hook the laptop up to it and download everything and say, CC, I'm sick. I need to go back to the shop. So I shut it down. See, my bike can tell me that. Your bike can't tell you that. You know,
no, my bike, no, my bike, my yes, the fuck it can.
The only thing your bike do when it speaks, it go my bike on the computer screen.
Oh man, I got all the shit you got on your goddamn bike. I probably got more shit than you. I just ain't never had no fucking tuner or none of that shit, man. And
on,
I ain't know how to work that shit.
Hold on now, I mean, I know you ain't got no race pack. I know you ain't got that.
Man, it's plenty of shit on that motherfucking bike that I don't even know what's on that motherfucker. So I ain't done none of that shit you talking about.
And I know that because I seen a piece of wire hole in the pipe up, and I was going to tell you about that. It's been a sitting. I see it
mine. Yeah, and I'm going to put another one on that motherfucker, too.
I wanted to go to my truck, and I got to sell a boat. I was going to give you that because, you know what, one thing about me.
I didn't need it. My bike was exactly how I wanted it. That bike was brand fucking new, and that bike had everything on it when I fucking got it. And some of the shit I changed on with everything because that's how I wanted my bike. Just like you say, you own your bike, I own my bike, and I do what I want to do with my bike.
That's done deal.
Point blank, period. I can't tell you nothing about your bike. You can't tell me nothing about my bike.
Heels on. Don't blow your stacks. I mean, it's all good. It's all good,
nah,
brother.
I'm just trying to give you an understanding, though. You know what I'm saying? The same shit you feel, that's the same way I feel.
But, I mean, don't ever turn down, if a brother is willing to offer you a boat, don't ever turn down a boat. Okay, you can always put it in your toolbox and use it another day. What I'm saying is, you know, I'm trying to help out Killzone, but you know what? I'm still bet with you. It don't matter. You know, you ain't no racehorse to me. You know, if I'm betting on you, I'm going to come over there and try to help you or something because, hey, people ain't going to do me like that. But I want that Angola bike.
Go get him, too. The kills on when we get through with him, you can get some of it too.
Say what?
You want some of that Angola bike too?
Who are you talking to?
You.
It don't matter. Like I say, goddamn. If she goddamn go where you're goddamn, well, I tell you the red goddamn. You just be ready, cause y'all ain't gonna be ready. Y'all ain't gonna be ready, man. That's all I gotta say.
Who ain't gonna be ready?
You speaking for the Angola bike, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, y'all ain't gonna be ready.
The bike already ready.
So why? I mean, damn, y'all missing all these. When is this event y'all going to?
Bike gonna show up. It's probably more likely gonna show up at the event in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge? What? August 24th.
Yeah. If not, I'm sure, more than sure we're going to be up in
Rockingham.
On the 31st?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Killzone, you going to be in Rockingham or you going to be able to make it?
I mean, I don't know, man, but I know goddamn my bike going to be in my hands, though. But I don't know. I mean, I just don't like the rock, man.
Don't like the rock.
I heard a lot of people.
A lot of people say the rock won't hook, but, you know, if you got your tuner there and he know how to make it go down the track, you know, hey, it's all good, you know. It's all good. I mean, I was thinking about that, too.
That's why, you know, it's really like a 60-40 that I'm going to come or not because the tuner going to be there and shit. And that's why I'm most likely was planning on coming, so I'm just saying I don't know for now.
Who turned your bike? Possum? No, I'm asking. I mean, for real, I don't know.
Hey, don't worry about it. If I come to the event or any other event, goddamn, you'll see.
Okay. That'd be my first time ever seeing somebody tune a bike with a cigarette.
He ain't trying to blow it up, is he?
Hey, well, I'd rather have that versus goddamn you saying you tuning your goddamn bike and shit, the only thing you be doing on it is just sitting on it at the track and never go down.
Hey, y'all said you want to, man. I got technology on my side. DTM will be in Rockingham. Believe that. I mean, I know when I battle these big dogs, I got to have my tuner there. You know, ain't nothing wrong with saying that. You know, you pay the cost to be the boss.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Ain't nothing wrong with saying. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm going to tell you this right here. For all y'all little popcorn riders, I don't need DTM there. I don't need him there. But when I battle these big dogs, I'm going to have my tuna there. When I raise Eddie Kane for whatever we raise for, my tuna's going to be there. When I raise these little popcorn riders like, you know, Ike and them boys right there, I don't need no tuna. I raise them off the muscle. Killzone, I don't want to run Killzone because I think he got a good heart. He just turned his ship to the wrong, to the east. He should have turned it to the west.
Shit, man, I know I want my motherfucking bike here, so I take my shit with the best that goddamn know my money spent. That point blank, period.
Hey, Killzone.
And then work on.
Race.
Well, no, you just went down the track.
Okay, all right. Well, how many grudge races? It was me and another grudge race. It was two grudge races. So, I mean, come on, man. For real, if I'd have bought Caesar over there, I wouldn't have got no race anyway. Come on, man.
Lies and garbage now. You could have got
your
race.
Come on, man. Come on. Wasn't nobody getting out of the track.
Oh, so that's why you didn't bring Caesar, because you figured you wasn't going to be able to get that attack, so you
Man, let me tell you something, man.
Hello?
Extreme Motorsports said that S10 has spilled all kind of transmission dope or rear end dope over the track. Wasn't nobody getting down the track in that left-hand lane. So I don't care what y'all say.
Hello.
Don't talk about the past. Hey, quit saying hello. You on the line.
That ain't me.
Well, it's your partner that chimed you in.
That ain't me answering.
We got several callers. We're going to try to open up these lines just for 1 second, man. They've been on for a minute. We got 7833. Your line is open.
Hello.
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 Okay. We got you live.
Man, I just want whole Custom Cuts head in my hand by his hair, and he know who this is.
That's Mr. Miller.
No, there's that. Now, that's the guy that Killzone want to talk to, because I'm not anybody in Georgia. They know they ain't in the caliber with me. So
that's
he needs to talk to
Cut. That's that Angola bike, man.
Yes, sir, that's me.
That's who?
That's
oh, snap. It's not 06, and it's about to get heavy.
That's Mr. Miller.
This is Mr. Miller.
Oh, Mr. Miller. Okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, we already talked. Why are you even on the line, sir? Why are you even on the line?
Saying my name. You know you're scared of me. You're still saying my name. You just told
okay.
me you had nightmares about Angola. You're on the line right now. That don't make no sense.
Wow,
You got it all figured out that you're going to run across me, huh? You know,
well, here we go.
You got it all figured out.
See, y'all show up in North
you
Carolina.
Your little partner, see, you know we ain't going to race. I didn't know he was a psychic. I don't know nothing about him.
Who is your little dogmouth? I mean, y'all ain't did, and y'all still remember back
well,
in.
When me and you gonna do something? You're right, we didn't do nothing.
Look here, let me tell you something right quick. I feel what you said. Let me tell you something right quick. You know how the big dogs like to go down the track by themselves.
I was gonna go down with
Angola, but he gonna wait behind me like.
You want to go down there and fight a seven.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Possum coming out of there. I mean, I didn't like the track when I came. I think Possum coming out there, and I'm thinking about coming out
there
with him. We'll do the racing.
Man, that don't matter, but I really won't race yours, though. You ain't coming out.
I mean,
if I don't never race nobody else in life, I won't race y'all, too. For real. And she come out, I'm going to crawl up his ass and look out his eyes.
How many lives you got? Because you're going to waste them all on me. So, I mean, you know.
I'm going to crawl up your ass and look out your eyes. I ain't seen number of lives.
You know what?
Don't let me, man. Come on, bro.
Don't let me.
You know what y'all do?
Hey,
y'all talking
hey,
about, man.
Miller.
When you want to do something?
Hey, let me ask you
when
something,
When you
want
to do something?
Let me ask you. I just got one question to ask you.
Come on.
Who you raised this year?
I ain't race nobody. You want to race somebody? I was about to race a cocaine bike. I blew my bike up. Anything else? I ain't scared, I just wanted to ask, man. I'll race you.
Okay. We just had to understand it. I told you what was going on, man. Okay.
I just put the bike together, and I blew it up straight up. But I'm willing to get off in y'all ass. He think he's going to take my head on, man.
That's not a problem. I'm saying that's
man,
no problem, man.
Talk.
I told you
man,
what
come on, man. Look here.
We're going to get it in. So just need my name out your mouth and we're going to get it in.
every time I ask you if you want to race, if you want to do something, you don't never say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
you don't never have nothing to say.
Who you talking to?
You, what do you mean, who I'm talking to?
I mean, you want to race, so if you want to race so bad, ain't there a lot of bikes down your way that you can race?
What I'm going to race them for? They ain't never came at me. I always race, but them dudes ain't never came at me. You the one who came
so
at
you
me.
Saying be, so you,
you
saying,
mentioned my
so
man
you saying because they haven't came
me.
At you. You said so. You saying that because they haven't came at you, y'all ain't gonna never race. You not gonna never ask them for a race.
Who you was looking for me to race? Who you co-signed?
I don't know who's down there. I mean, I'm sure you're not the only brothers
who
like down there.
Who you cheerleading for to race me?
Look here, I don't even know who's down there in your area, but I'm sure you're not
you
the only brothers like down there.
Listen to my voice, good son. Do I sound like I'm scared? We can race, man. What part did you miss?
I mean, you saying we can race, but I'm asking you, why you haven't raised anyone down there? I mean, you may be just talking.
Answer the man question.
Man, how the fuck I'm sitting here bullshitting? I just told that man what was what. It's nothing else to say.
But what, do you want to race Angola?
My dad,
do you want to race Angola?
Let me go back on mute. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Yeah, man. Bye.
Right. He got all these followers. And you're like, hey, I don't follow nobody. I don't need no Mr.
All right, that's the problem, Custer.
Hey, man,
all right. You are a problem to get a race. You got to do a dance, sing a song just to get you to race.
Hey, you funny, though.
You put on a good show, man. I'm going to give you credit. You keep bringing me back. Let me ask you something.
All jokes aside, I was getting texts last week talking about, man, Custom Cut, will you please chime in, because this dude, whoever's trying to play the host, is boring the mess out of us. Now, you know what? I guarantee you some guys on here say, 504, didn't y'all say that? Miller, didn't you say that?
Hey, but you gotta realize
honestly, I felt like they could have, you know, wrote something about it. Honestly, I don't even get on this. My boys be listening to it, and every time I hear it, I just hear you dragging Angola, and like you just, you know, you don't even know nothing about Angola.
He wants to hump the tailpipe of Angola.
Say that again?
It was a.
I said he wants to sniff the tailpipe of Angola. That's all it is. He got a fascination with it.
Man, look at you! You ain't gonna brainwash your brothers over there. They don't follow Mr. Charlie over there in the 504.
I don't speak on 504 names either, do I?
Yeah, you know what? They don't follow him. We don't follow Mr. Charlie over this way right here. So ain't nothing you can present and throw in my way to make me join you. I don't follow nobody. So I don't need you to follow me. Trust me.
You ruin what program we got.
You know
you
what?
Try to you ruin it all the time.
Hey, you mash mute you and BML and go back in the shop. That's what y'all do. That's what you do.
Hey, we'll send Clegg Duff to your ass man up.
Hey,
that's what you
know
do.
Y'all thought I, you know what? Y'all thought I was going to cover that pot, the pot cover, chump. Nah.
I never said your pot won't cover.
No, you lost anyway.
You got the race. I'm talking about the BMF race. You don't want to dance around that.
I'm going to go ahead and expose you. They upped the pot on me and thought I was going to be able to cover, and the pot got covered.
Who hooked the pot on you? It's still the same, right? Unless it's been told differently. I ain't been on the phone with nobody in a week and a half. If it went up from what I discussed with you, that's between y'all, and I know nothing about it.
Okay.
I don't care what it got put up.
Hey, look, I guarantee you, well, I want to see you with a side bet that day at the track, and I'm going to see. Because I'm going to tell you now, when I make that first shakedown, don't go running your truck and light up a square.
Man, I got a square on me lit all the damn time. What are you talking about? I still got a video of your big ass eyes when Storm Super made a pass to Rocket M. Oh, yeah.
Believe that.
You pulled the ignition coils off at Macon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike will hurt at Macon, won't
it?
Thanks for the gas, Mike.
Say what you want to say. It don't matter to me. Money is money. But when I come to Rocket M, we're going to see.
You're going to race Sam Cooke. There you go. And whenever you want to race BMF, just let me know, because I'm tired of chasing you for that race.
Yeah, man, look, you ain't chasing nobody for no race. I came to y'all town, back down one of the toughest crews y'all had up there, and made them back out from the start line. Come on now.
Oh, man, that ain't my crew, that's them. That's all them, buddy.
I didn't say you, I said one of the toughest crews up there.
And they ain't here to defend themselves either.
Well, I mean, I'm just stating facts. I mean, if anybody want to go on there, go on the YouTube Custom Cuts versus Caleb, and you can see it. And look at Possum up there at the start line, about to pull his hair.
I ain't going to lie. I was damn sure on their side, though. I want them to win. You damn right.
How am I going to look behind that gate like you? You know what? You're a Mr. Charlie hater.
Whatever that means. Okay.
Hey, you better go do your math. Go do your homework. Go do your
Custom
homework,
cut.
Buddy.
Custom Cut.
Everybody on here know what Mr. Charlie means. Go ahead.
That's what I was about to ask you is.
Thank you, because obviously Killzone don't know, because I answer though.
Yeah, man. Killzone, go ahead. Mr. Charlie Hood for a minute. Go ahead.
Now, that's what I was about to ask you. You know,
okay, what's that?
What do Mr. Charlie mean?
What do Mr. Charlie mean? Killzone, don't tell me you asked that question.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Charlie, well, I ain't going to say that because this is a radio show. I don't want nobody to think that, you know.
Be quiet, Custom Cut.
Hey, you know what it means.
Don't start that.
Yeah, I ain't going to say that.
I got you.
I ain't going to say that. But I tell you what, watch the first 3 hours of Root and tell me what you think.
Look at 3 hours of what?
Three more calls.
Hold on for one second. We got three callers on here, man. We're going to open up the line. We got 1-870. And your line is open.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Custom Cut?
Oh, good.
What's up, Cut?
Say what now?
I said, what's up, Custom Cut?
What's going on?
Don't worry about no money going up there to Rockingham with Possum, because them boys ain't going to do nothing no way. Don't worry about no money.
Hey, that's music in my ears. You know, I was just trying to tell Mr. Charlie that a few minutes ago, and, you know, he act like he got all the money in the world.
Look, I ain't say nothing about money. I just said the race going to happen. You act like the race ain't going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen. Simple can it be? It don't need to be no grudge smack behind it. You come in a race, the race is locked. Now you're talking about somebody trying to up the money to see if you'll back out. That man said he got a minimum to run for. Why don't you get somebody else to ask him for a run and watch him say the same minimum?
Hey,
ain't no difference.
Every one of them 1,000 been exposed. They put one of them 1,000 just on the booster, they will get the head cut off. They've been hiding behind it.
Well, you know what? You know, Possum, I hope you didn't get mad about me calling Mr. Charlie, but that's, you know, hey, I called it like I see it. You know.
Hey, man, you need to stop that real. Ain't no goddamn. Ain't even got to do with no Mr. Charlie or no shit like that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I can't hear.
Somebody on you.
Awesome's on mute.
Hey, somebody else need to mute their phone, because it's not good. I got some of the fan service in
the world. We got it. We've got another caller here. We're going to open up the line. It's 4388. Your line is open.
What's going on? This is Fote, man. I'm just giving y'all a little shout-out from Arkansas, Texas. We had a good time down there at the raceway. You know what I'm saying? Red Fox had to go out there. You know what I'm saying? We great. Me and Talk. You know what I'm saying? We great. So talk about, but when I come back across the water, I'm be looking for these heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a little traveling around there. Yay. Kids, I want to try you. Ain't nothing against you, but I want to try you.
Who are you now?
You give me the
line now, buddy.
We all about to break now.
Fote, good people, man.
I don't know. I never
ain't
heard
got
of
no problem, nobody. I like to talk, but I like to race. That's what we do.
I never
hey,
heard
Fote,
of
you. You want to come to Carolina? You going to travel? I got the. You know me. I'll race you. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I hope you ain't lost no damn weight.
No, I feel like Earl Kimball's and Twinkies, goddammit.
Why they trying to act like it's Twitter on here,
and
man?
And I'm going to say this, man. There's a lot of people, man, that be on here goddamn talking shit, man, and get to the track, man, won't do nothing, man.
No, Red Fox, we right. Everybody know we right.
I'm not pointing nobody out, but it's the truth.
Yeah, you right about that. Well, you right about that, but you know what I'm saying? So who will race? Tell me that.
Well, you know what? I think.
Will race? Yes, sir.
That's what he said, Cousin, because I just want to make sure I can hear him.
Who will race?
I think everybody on it don't race. I mean, I think did the first grudge race of the season against Tui. I beat his head in.
If you get off your own tail, you're like a dog to chase his own tail. Quit that. Get out there and goddamn strike a match. Goddamn.
You know what?
Hey, nothing against you like I told you. Let your bike do the talking. It's good to get on girls talk and talk a little bit, but you better get a goddamn co-host to the show. Just get your ass in my
first of all, first, little man, when I press 1, I say, you allowed to speak whatever you want to speak about.
I
don't speak in my mouth.
You're right. You're right. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir. You're right.
You know,
I'm
but one thing about
eight,
it.
Right?
One,
am I
one thing
up
about it.
Eight?
Say what now?
Am I still getting up breaking the eight? Because I got to go across some waters and fuck with some slit eyes. But when I come back, you know what I'm saying, I want that race now.
Okay, well, you know what? You're just going over there, and we'll see you when you come back. Good luck. But
all right, I appreciate that.
You know, hey, I said, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, come on back and good luck. You know, I don't know how long you're gonna be gone. I mean, you act like you're gonna be over there for a week and come back.
No.
I mean, I know it's gonna be at least for 6 months, right?
No, I got five more.
Oh, five more. Okay. Well, I mean, good luck, brother. Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
Now,
man, I'll tell you something. Girls lying here. You gotta get out there and strike a match now.
Yeah, go ahead. Strike one.
Hey, I got another thing. For all y'all, like, we get, like, a lot of attitudes and all that shit, y'all need to go on Psychobite and look at that thread that guy put up. What, a kill wheel or something? The real talk
three.
Hey, Will.
Yeah. Hey, is this the kill zone?
Yeah.
Kill zone, Mr. Kill zone. I'm going to say Mr. Kill zone. Hey, you said everything in Texas slow. I'm stationed here, but I'm from Arkansas. You know what I'm talking about? But when I get back, I want you to come over there to Texas and let me see if me and you can learn some red.
Yeah. It's over with. I ain't coming on Texas.
Why not? I'll pay you gas money. Take it from you.
Why we got to drive way over there, man? Y'all come
over here. Where you at? I plan on traveling when I get back. Where you at?
Oh, man, you already know. We on the east side. We on the east side.
Oh, I'm coming to Georgia.
Yeah, we on the east side,
you ain't
got
to come there for.
Huh?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, I'll be down there. Phoenix City or something. I'll come on down there for you. I'll be
Yeah, there. Yeah, but you way in Arkansas. You got to go outside and shovel some snow, don't you? But anyway,
they got GPS's on.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we talking real racing on this side right here. You got other plans right now.
You didn't stop that right now. Stop that right now. There's racing everywhere. If there's two lanes and a water box and a goddamn some beans come on, there's some racing.
Yeah, but I think it's real talk. It's more racing going on over here, dog. It's more racing going on over here. You know, y'all have to put on a big old race and invite the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Marines in order to sell
out
the stadium. I'm being real. What did I say wrong? Come on now, y'all make a mountain out of mold. What I'm saying is you have to invite the whole world to sell out. We don't have to do that. All you got to do is just put a well-known race as far as Custom Cuts. You got the Eddie Kane's. You got the
You like that dog chasing his tail again.
I'm talking real, man. You know, you got to put heavy hitters on the car.
Real talk, though. Custom Cuts, I'm going to get off of you. You know what I'm saying? I like a little jokey joke. But you going to run that Angela bike?
Yes. As soon as they leave,
get some outside? Because you finna be called Loose Booty.
Okay, you can say what you want
to
say.
I talked to him this weekend. That man said he's been put his feet on you.
I don't take that A-Rab money, so you need to get back over here before I even bet you. Believe that.
You don't
where
the
Angola bite from?
You don't take A-Rab, man. Bring this thing, goddammit.
Man,
they
ain't going to be back to money. Why y'all keep entertaining that?
Say what now?
Where the Angola bite from?
New Orleans, baby. Yeah, baby.
New Orleans.
Wow. Angola.
Who's that race down there? Shut up, y'all.
Let me say Louisiana.
Luke, when is it?
Say that again?
When is the race?
It's two race? Races. August 24th race and a September race down there.
I'm talking about the August race.
Did you get that girl's number that was in that that pink bikini? I'm fucking
yeah, man. We're trying to.
Most likely, I probably got her at the Angola Bite Wanna Run.
Who is that?
Who is
that? Daddy Kane.
Yeah,
and you're a
tall order.
You're
a tall order, bro. I can't say you. I'm not my lead. Yes, sir. I respect.
Respect that, okay?
Jane and
Abel,
yes, sir.
Say what?
No, you want to fuck yourself up. You want to fuck yourself up. Why you drop some ball shit? He's going to fall on my ass.
Yeah. Yeah. We got John Deere tractors over here faster than y'all bikes over here, and I believe that.
Hey. You gonna try and
we got John Deere tractors over here faster than y'all.
Boy, that boy, that foolish.
Man, this man trying to tell it over here talking like he farm got 100 acres of land. Man, get off the line, man. Get off the line.
That's a man with a lot of money. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man,
I ain't got a little money on the guy.
You know what? Y'all said what you want to say. I want to get on this race. Is Angola going to be up in Rockingham? That's all. I don't want to argue tonight. I'm coming with an olive branch. Well, Angola, you going to be up there in Rockingham.
Hey, Cousin, you going to
I
man,
told
yeah.
you, I told you, if I get past Sam Cooke, which I'm planning on it, you know, Eddie Kane, he got
the
next deal.
Damn, young man, you can still hold it with
your but you know what? You can't predict the future. You can't predict the future, so you can't tell me nothing about what another man's going to do to me because it's two machines. We both sitting on something that a man built, and we know at any time these bikes can go boom at any time. I don't care who the mechanic is. So ain't nothing set in stone.
Man, don't nobody think about booms, man. We ain't in Iraq and Afghanistan. You really
do like
that,
man. What you talking, man? Man, over here, man, we ride Pro Mods, man. We ride Pro Mods. These bikes be sitting on Pro Mods, man. Y'all got those little street bikes with a little 50 shot on it. Man, we ride Pro Mods on here. Anytime, man, it'll blow up. Anytime.
See, he actually told the truth.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. If I put 300 horses of nitrous on my bike, I'm trying to spray that 300 horses. I ain't trying to dial it down to 150. We spray everything that bike says going to spray over on the East Coast. Y'all put 50 shot of dry on there with a little drop-in kit. Man, come on, man. I'll beat you with a stock wheelbase 1,000, fool.
You ain't going to hold me with a little stock wheelbase 1,000. I guarantee you won't.
Yeah. When I take my bike to DTM, when it go to the shop, I tell DTM to put so and so amount of nitrous on here. And he say, well, what you want to spray? I said, what did I tell you to put on it? And that's what I want to spray. That's what I want to spray.
Tails on.
Y'all can say what you want to say, man, right here. When I step up against on heavy hitters like Eddie Kane, the Tackle Bosses, the Rickies and the Riches and all that, I spray it all.
You're supposed to spray it all.
Angola ain't beat nobody, so I can't really put it in that bracket. I don't beat this
bitch
more.
Ain't nobody beat nobody. But he's over a slap across you.
You know, I don't beat the bitch more.
Let me just say this, man. Angola bike's been down, so let's just take that one out of the equation. But the guys said they're up and they're looking for some races now. So let's just,
yes,
whatever happened back in the past, let's lock all this stuff like to do with Sam on the website today, man. Let's move forward and let's take, like, for instance, today. The dude came on here and said, now the bike is ready. So
they're going to want to know everything.
We're going to run across cuss cuss. I like that in right now. You shitting me, boss. They got hunt right there.
Man,
you're tripping.
Man, you know, he sound like
man,
a
CC. They want you back.
I like to gamble, goddammit. Me and Tom.
They want you bad, buddy.
Yeah. It's just like I want to go in the bathroom and doo-doo right now, but it ain't going to happen. But,
it ain't happening if you scream hard enough.
No. But you know, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here, man. I'm speaking for the East Coast, and I feel like I can speak for the East Coast, man. Y'all don't want if we put our top ten bikes up, and I don't care if I ain't included in it. Y'all can't hang with us, dog. Y'all can't hang with the West Coast. Can't hang with us. Y'all can't hang with us, man.
Why do I smell an East versus West race coming up soon?
Custom cut.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I understand what you just said.
Yeah. That's false.
If we can shut that dude down for a minute, and we can go, me and you can go and get this squared away.
Right.
All right, you said if you put y'all top 10 bikes together.
Right.
That can't nobody hang with you guys.
Can't, versus y'all top 10.
Versus y'all versus South top 10. Now, we're not talking Texas.
We ain't talking about Texas. We talking about anything from over all the way to, you know, what, Alabama.
I do something. Well,
yeah, I mean, you know, just the West Coast, whatever y'all consider, you know, Midwest, West Coast, whatever. Y'all can't run with the East Coast. Y'all can't run with the East Coast, y'all. Y'all can't run with us, man. Y'all can't run with us. You know, I don't care what nobody say, man. We got the top notch over here, man.
Why don't you do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you pick your top five, and I'm going to pick my top five, and we're going to lock them up.
Hey, Mayo.
I feel like that'll be a good race to put on October the 12th. I really feel like that can go down October the 12th.
Now, you call your top five, and I'm going to call my top five, and we're going to do something.
Yeah, I mean, do you have that? Let's do this right here. I call my top 10. That street ties included. My top 10 flat slick included in that would be street ties too. Versus y'all flat slick and street ties.
Well, we gotta know how many is and how many. How many flat slicks? I understand that. What you gonna do? Five flat street ties?
Okay, yeah, we'll do it like that. 5 on 5.
Let me make a suggestion.
I'm liking
this. Why don't you do the state per state? Why don't Carolina / Georgia / Alabama / Mississippi / Louisiana whatever? And come up with some.
You gotta put Arkansas on there. Come on, y'all, goddammit.
This is the only thing. Those guys out there in the Midwest out there, those guys, they coming over here. Go ahead.
Because you entertain too much foolishness. We try to hook something up.
Is it steaming?
Say what now?
Your 10, that's what you said, right? So, Chris, you want to be
my 10.
I'm trying to understand what Chris is saying. I'm just saying, rather than going, I'm gonna slap over him. Hang that boy up.
Wait, hold on.
You gonna hang me up, all right. I'm gonna slap across you next time I see you, because you do a little bit too much talking for me.
Hold on for a minute. Chris, what you were saying now? I was trying to get this locked, you know.
It was just an idea. The East versus the South, why don't you just, say for instance, you pick Carolina, then / Georgia, you pick somebody from Georgia, two bikes from Georgia, whatever, and then Alabama and Mississippi.
Okay. Well, you know what, I tell you this right here, why don't we do this? Let's do this right here. Let's put, like you said, Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, one of your motorbikes and one of your fastest motorbikes versus our fastest gas bike. Georgia bring a motorbike and a gas bike. Alabama bring a motorbike and a gas bike. You know,
man, what are you talking about, man?
No, yeah, I'm just trying to make something. I'm trying to get something going.
You always gotta try to differ something to be to your advantage.
Okay, well, it don't matter. I mean, it don't matter to me. I mean, y'all know y'all struggle, so that's why you don't want to do that anyway.
We know we were.
Good. That's why y'all don't want to do that. Okay, I'm gonna put it like this right here. Let's do it like I said the first time. Black Caesar, Eddie Kane, one of the Possum Camp, we got Alex Nell Camp. I'm talking about the bikes on the East Coast. Now, I done named about 5 or 6 bikes. Can you name your first 5? What?
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
What?
We're
going to bring in Trino. We're going to bring in Geronimo. We're going to bring in Angola. We're going to bring in Chucky.
Okay, and you got Purple Rain. Okay, you got him. Okay, now you're running out.
We're going to bring in Mayo if we can ever get him down the track.
That's for sure, Wayne. Yeah, we got a street fighter through him. Man, let me tell you something, man. Y'all up here, y'all done bogged yourself down, man. I ain't even hit the surface over here. Let me start it over for you. Let me start it. We got Leo.
That's not even our main concern. What are we? Let's get some racing still. All this talking about racing.
Oh no, yeah. I already got a race locked in. I think I'm the only one on this app tonight that's locked in.
I'm not talking about what we were just talking about. I'm not talking about the man said you chasing his tail, so we're not worrying about that part.
Okay. Do y'all want to see that happen October the 12th? Do y'all want to see, like, the top bites in the east by the top bites from the Midwest or the West or whatever y'all want to talk about there?
People
practice.
I mean,
I feel
here,
like
can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm down with this. I actually kind of, I got a second CC on this. Can't believe I'm having to do this, but I kind of agree with this East versus West shit. I kind of like the idea. But if y'all get short on the top of the 10 bike, I mean, I'd love to get my fat ass in it if they can find another fat ass on the West Coast and put on something. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there.
I feel like that's a goal, man. We need to do that for the 12th, man. Like end the year on the right note, man. It show everybody, man. We down
for what? What do you mean 12 for what?
The October the 12th in Valdosta. The hooking this track around.
Hold on. I gotta see my schedule.
Oh, I said what the fuck?
Y'all say what you want to, bro. I'm telling you, that's a great idea, man. Pull a name from the hat. Whoever you pull, you know, far as your setup. You know, flat, sleep against sleep. And you are. If I pull Katrina, I run Katrina. If I pull Geronimo, I run Geronimo. Geronimo pull me, he run me. It don't matter. It don't matter to me, man. It's all fun to me. It's all fun. If I'm going to get beat by the pit. I ain't going to get beat by no chunks. Man, you don't check your kids yet. It don't take that long.
What you said, the 12th of what? August?
No, the 12th of October.
He want to run around Halloween time so his outfit can match.
Okay.
Have you checked your kids yet?
Yeah, I'm working that weekend. But don't worry about that.
Oh, man, come on, man.
What do you mean?
I got one announcement to make. I just received a text here from the G.I. Joe owner and wants to know will the Angola bike run them on the 24th?
Wait. Hold on a second there, Chris. Now, look.
Yeah.
I was trying to do something with that G.I. Joe bike today, and they just the whole deal.
Okay. Let's hit that person up and you all clear that up.
Yeah, we'll clear that up. I hit him up earlier today. I hit him up.
Okay.
So we know you got the
Chris, we sure. I'm sure not scared. I don't know who the fuck they think. Jeez.
Don't worry about it, y'all. We got that covered.
Oh, all right. That's what I want you to know. I just be listening to the bullshit. But see, I'm far from scared. I believe that.
So are y'all willing to do that October 12th? I mean, is there any way that y'all can get off from work? I mean,
we got to make sure we got to get everybody together and see if can everybody be there. You know, just us saying we're going to do that don't mean that I can't speak for everybody.
Right. I mean, but, you know, if it don't be 10,
we can make that happen. We're going to work on making that happen.
Yeah. You
got to realize we're talking about 10 different owners, 5 different owners.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. If y'all feel like y'all can make it, you know, just let us know. But y'all got up until October, so, I mean, I think that's plenty enough time to get your little stuff together.
But you don't control nobody else's schedule. Everybody else got a life besides yours now. Come on now.
I'm not trying to control you, but I got an excellent guy over here that can write about the excuse for your
job.
All
I say was we're going to try to make that happen.
All
So we talking about different owners. So everybody, you never know.
Well, you know what? I mean, I got half of the East Coast on here right now. We already said. I mean, I know I got like five people on the line right now that said they down for it. Yo.
Did you just hear what I say?
Yes, sir.
Did anybody
else
on here got some more sense than custom cuts?
Wow. That hurt my feelings. Yo. Wow. Wow. I mean, I can't help all the East Coast, you know. You know, we may talk trash. Hey, we may talk trash to each other, but man, hey, look, when one dog bark, all of them bark now. Don't get
ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but you ever realize, don't take but one dog to make every dog in the whole neighborhood bark.
Hey, you better believe we stay in the rich neighborhood. We don't stay in the trailer park now.
I stay in the trailer park.
You know,
I just got another message, man. The guy with the GI Joe, make sure you contact him now.
Oh, wait, I'm tell him I'll be on his web page in a few minutes.
Okay.
Wow, I can't believe it, man. It's like trying to pull a TV, Ray Jumbo.
Terrence, who?
You try to get some of a big grudge race, man. They make it seem like now they so busy. But I guarantee if I said I was going to help.
Come on, you got to get a guy's benefit of the doubt, man, because you this is just something you just brought up. And the guy right, man, just like you got to contact people. They got to contact people. You see what I'm saying?
Well, half of my crew just got on here tonight and say the clock's clever, you know.
You ain't got no crew.
I got another message here. Who wants to race?
Shit on
Mike
day,
Phillips on the Burgundy Flat Slick Boost on the
24. Yes!
Ah, say that again. I just got a message here saying, who wants to run Mike Phillips riding the Flat Slick Burgundy bike that was over in Texas this weekend?
We knew who don't. Look at him, look quiet.
Let's go speak up.
I'm staying out of it, fellas. Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm staying out of it.
I got another message here, too, that just came up. They said, now, if you are willing to come over here, Custom Cut, they will take up an offering to get some gas money to come over here. To come over there and pick you up and everything.
This is going to be dark, mate.
Yeah.
Don't do it, CC.
Okay, let me shut up. Well, see, I know what y'all trying to do, but you know what? I done had way more fleas on me than what's on me tonight, and I still ain't part.
But now back to the question again. The guy wants to know who wants to race Michael Phillips on that Burgundy Flat Slick Boost for the 24.
Me
and Ray, Kyle's making
the race at the 24.
Okay. Who's like maybe I'm missing something. I'm gonna stay out of it then. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
Before y'all saying that people being quiet because Mike Phillips said that y'all, the people that's going to the goddamn event may not be even on here.
What event is it?
Oh, trust me, they on here.
Can I ask a question? Why do the 504 can't lead the state?
The Final Four was in Texas this weekend.
Why they can't come to Georgia? Why they can't come to Georgia?
We coming to Georgia. Don't get all scared. We coming.
Come to Georgia. It don't matter. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell
you
this. You know
601 will go anywhere.
Don't be surprised. Never mind, let me shut up. Boy.
Yeah, guys, you all hold that thought, too, because we got several callers here, man. We're going to open up some lines here. We got 1111 number. Your line is open.
1111. Yeah, I can't hear you. Speak up a little bit.
Hey, come back.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on, man. Come on,
all right, we got 2640, and your line is open. All right, we got 388, your line is open.
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing much. For my boys with the Angola camp in Kiwi, I'll be off on the 12th. We'll be up in the house. We got our fire.
Ooh. Who is this?
This Mike Phillips. That's me. Right, I'll be off there weekend. We'll be up in there on the 12th. Yes, sir. We got five of the best. So that's all we're gonna do. We ain't gonna argue. They already said what they wanna do. We gonna do it. So, but we putting this here out. Cut. Me and you gotta. When me and you run, we gonna do our thing on the side because that you made a comment a while back. You say whatever we bet. You was gonna double the money. I ain't gonna argue with you. I ain't gonna say that was a bet race that you said a couple months. That's because you ducked and didn't bring your coward ass down here. That's what that was. That was because you didn't come down.
I'm not gonna argue with you tonight,
right,
man.
I'm gonna throw it away.
Mike, look.
Hey, Mike,
come on, let's set this up and let's do this.
I'm going to keep it professional, but he made a bet. He made a call out.
Okay,
he said he's going to bet up. He said he was going to bet us 2-1.
He did bet that. Yeah, no, that was back then. Come on, bro. Nobody don't bet no long ago bets like that. That was back then.
Why you
running
your mouth? You ain't bet nobody.
You sure that, dude.
We ain't nobody.
I tell you what. Hold on.
Did he not say that?
Yo.
I mean, Bill Mack, did he not say that?
During that race.
He ain't got to tell me to be a man, but he said it, though.
But he did say it. That's all I want.
Okay,
He hadn't run his bike since then, and we hadn't ran that bike since then.
Bring your top five, and we'll bring our top five.
That's fine. That's all right. Ain't nobody going on about it.
We
and the
fifth
you keep talking about,
that's
a done issue. I'll be up and down on the 12th.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your town. I'm not trying to argue with nobody.
I'm trying to get some races up, you know. Anybody,
me too, that's what I'm
cool,
trying
boss.
To do. So, it probably
you know,
ain't money gone. Ain't no sense of arguing. We can move on to something better now. Who else want to do something on
Mike,
before?
Can you describe that Bergen & Booster to the people out there, man, that wants to know the flat slick?
It's 78 inches. Nicest bike.
Mike, you want to do something with that G.I. Joe bike?
I ain't never saw it, but we'll try.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, send me a picture. Let me see. I mean, if you set up like us or whatever, we can dance. I ain't no trip there. We can gamble. Look, all you can do is win or lose.
So let me ask you a question. Is Michael Phillips going to be riding these five bikes that's coming over this way?
No, don't worry about who's going to be riding.
Mike, I answer that question for him. I ain't going to let you talk to him. I'm going to answer that question for you.
Yeah, you handle that for a week.
Sometimes, Cousin Cut, you really do need to stop chasing your tail. Well, let me tell you something. That was a general question. I asked, is Michael
Phillips going to ride all five of them bikes that's up there?
No.
Why would you ask a stupid question like that, then?
You had to beg y'all to get five bikes up. So, I mean, it's whatever.
Say beg.
Maybe you're on a different radio station. I understand. I understand.
That dude a clown, man.
Yeah.
Why y'all hang around a clown like that?
Regardless of how y'all feel, this still is match set, so. Yeah. I'm gonna call my five bikes, and I know they're gonna be there, so it's whatever. But you know, I'm gonna take your five bikes online tonight, man. Okay, good.
Yeah, they got their five.
But,
I mean,
wouldn't, but
But wouldn't Alabama be considered as the South, though, is what I'm just trying
it
to
would
find
be.
Out.
It
what
is. The, Alabama is the South. Alabama
is the South.
So East versus West. The South got to get adopted.
Huh?
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah, I mean, hey, y'all got y'all. I mean, if y'all don't think it's a good idea, that's on
that's
y'all.
That's a great idea. That's
you
a
great
idea.
Smartest thing you ever said, CC.
You know,
damn
y'all, y'all,
said, don't it all up every man for himself. This ain't a
damn. The only thing you ever said that ever meant, Fossum, that's about the only thing you ever said that meant some sense.
Yeah, yeah, but y'all,
hey, almost threw that up.
I'm going to tell y'all this
right
here. I'm going to tell y'all, you know, hey, y'all can call it how you want to call it, but, you know, let's get the racing going on, man. I don't get tired of all this talking, man. Let's get some racing going on.
I'll
be
doing all the talking.
Yes, sir, Mr. Promoter, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Promoter.
You the one
you know
be doing
what?
All the
you
talking. You take the whole show over when you come
I,
on. You don't get nobody else time. Just like Fossum was trying to conduct business with Jason Miller last week. You ain't going to take your ass up there. You just some broke all the man's. You know, the man that already got all this stuff going to get worked
yes.
out, and you
man,
trying to throw a monkey wrench in the man.
I was about to go to sleep last week, and them boys from over your way called me talking about, man, will you please get this boring man off the line? And then
hey,
that's what
but,
it's
but you have to do
that.
Ain't
no one to
tell
you that.
It
did go a little longer, but we're trying to help this poor man.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was called for, because, you know, the only thing we ever do is match that. So they were just trying to get a point across in. Plus, this match is so-so.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know what? I was about to go to sleep on Bandit's show.
But you should have put your ass to sleep.
Should
have
hold up
with your ass to sleep. Because Fossum was conducting business, and you should have took your ass to bed.
Conducting business. Man,
yeah,
he's no boss hog. Fossum ain't no boss hog, even though he look like boss hog. He ain't no boss hog.
I'm Charlie, remember? I'm Charlie,
okay.
Remember?
Yeah, what do you call you, Mr. Charlie?
Yeah, Mr. Charlie. You know what it is.
Y'all see, I'm
right, yeah, we got 20 more seconds left,
Mr.
man.
Charlie,
so all these things over
there. Watch how I disrespect Charlie.
Yeah,
hey,
look
so
at yeah,
so
the
next
what
week
what
when
what
we come on here, we're going to have some races locked in.
And Mr. Charlie
right,
won't come on.
The Psycho Bike we go. The Psycho Bike we go.
All right, guys. Have a good one. All right.
Bye, Mr. Charlie.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Rick.